All right, I think we'll get started.
Okay.
Shelley, you'll turn on the recorder.
If there's too much noise from my end, just tell me to turn down my phone or mute, okay?
You're not close to a grizzly bear or anything, are you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
She sounds optimistic. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock in the hearing room of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, the time and place for a regularly scheduled meeting of the commission. I'm Kevin Kramer, and I'll be conducting today's meeting in the absence of Commissioner Wiefald, who joins us by phone, taking time from her vacation, and Commissioner Clark is in the room as well, so we'll just take a quick roll and welcoming comments.
This is Susan, and I just want to say we're in Yosemite National Park, and Bob and I have been enjoying hiking and the wonderful scenery, and I love waterfalls. We're seeing lots of them at Full Peak, so it's been great.
Great.
This is Tony Clark. Welcome.
With that, we should note that I think, Tony, you've switched some things from the consent agenda to the regular agenda.
I have the I took off of consent CTC1, which was the closing of all of those access cases. We had actually noticed that on regular, so we thought it made sense to pull that. Being that we're closing the cases today, we'll put that on regular as well.
And that makes sense.
Shelley, I think
Steve's trying to get Shelley's attention. Okay, great. With that, Susan, I think what we'll do is Tony will read your motions, and then if any explanation is required, we'll go from there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Great.
Okay, SW1, I move the commission issue a notice of rescheduled hearings in case numbers PU06481, PU06482, and PU073.
Second, and I'll just note, we'll handle the consent agenda after.
Okay, okay, thank you. This is rescheduling of the advanced determination of prudence cases, Ottertail, MDU, as the MDU and Ottertail advanced determination of prudence cases on the Big Stone plant, as well as rescheduling of the Ottertail Corporation large commercial time of day tariff hearing. The public hearing in the advanced determination of prudence cases will begin on June 26, 2007 at 8 a.m. Central Time here in the hearing room of the State Capitol, Commission hearing room of the State Capitol. The hearing on PU073, the Ottertail large commercial time of day tariff, will begin July 26th of this year at 9 a.m. Central here in the Commission hearing room, State Capitol.
All in favor?
Aye.
SW2, I move the Commission adopt the order approving MDU's interruptible electric service contract with amendment number 1 to MDU's existing electric service contract with the State Capitol, case number PU07189.
Second.
This contract that we'll be approving via this order is one that is a contract negotiated between the state, specifically for the State Capitol Complex, and MDU. These contracts are allowable under state law. The previous contract that the state had for the Capitol building had expired, and MDU and Office of Management and Budget had been in negotiations regarding that particular rate for the past few months. This indicates those negotiations were successful. Basically, the contract that we would be approving here today is very similar to the one that expired. The important or most salient point probably is the 10% discount that the Capitol Complex receives from the firm service rate 30. That 10% discount will continue, but under rate 38, I believe. Is that correct, Jerry? He'll correct me in a second. The most important point for the commission is that we investigate and ensure that any contracted rate are not below cost. We don't want to have special contracts that, as I said, are allowed for under state law to be structured in such a way that other ratepayers are subsidizing the ratepayer who has the special contract. In this case, we did that and find that there is no subsidization.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 SW3, Northern States Power Company, May 2007 fuel cost adjustment. These don't need to be voted on, but we are noticing them. NSP has decreased its electric fuel cost adjustment by 0.348 cents per kilowatt hour from 1.987 cents per kilowatt hour. The resulting fuel cost adjustment for May is 1.639 cents per kilowatt hour. As a result of this change, the electric bill for a typical NSP residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours will decrease by $2.61 for bills rendered the month of May. SW4, I move the Commission extend contract number AM52006 with Theme Drilling, Inc. until June 15, 2007 for construction services at the Williams County Road 9 Phase 1 abandoned mine land site.
Second.
This is from last year's contract. We're simply extending the term on it to allow for the finishing up of some work.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
SW5, I move the Commission extend contract number AM52206 with Material Testing Services, LLC, until June 15, 2007 for materials testing at the Williams County Road 9 Phase 1 abandoned mine land site.
Second.
Pretty self-explanatory.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. SW6, I move the Commission close out contract AM53306 with Hanson's Excavating, Inc. for completion of construction services for sinkhole filling at several abandoned underground mine sites in western North Dakota.
Second.
This contract required Hanson's Excavating to fill approximately 4,150 cubic yards of sinkholes at the Wilton, Buechler, Beach, Beulah, Hanks, Scranton, Hayes, Havelock, and Noonan AML sites. The work has been done and completed.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That ends the items in Commissioner Wiefald's portfolio.
All right. Thank you. KC1, I move the Commission approve Great Plains Natural Gas Company's cost of gas adjustment for May 2007, case number PU07179.
Second.
Great Plains is increasing its cost of gas adjustment, which will change the, by 27.78 cents per decatherm, which will change the adjustment in the customer bill from 893 to 921 per decatherm, and the cost of gas in the bill will be about $1.11 higher than last month.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 KC2, I move the Commission deem the application complete and issue a notice of filing and a notice of hearing in Dakota Gasification Company's CO2 pipeline siting application, case number PU07184.
Second.
This, of course, is the case we noticed last week, the letter of intent anyway, or noticed the filing of. That is to both move the Great Plains Synfuels Plant CO2 pipeline a little ways from where it exists currently and to bury it under the floor of Lake Sakakawea. We have scheduled a hearing for Tuesday, June 12th, beginning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Watford City Hall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
KC3. I move the Commission cancel the hearing scheduled to begin May 24, 2007 in Northern States Power Company natural gas rate increase application, case number PU06525.
Second.
Of course, this we're canceling the hearing, but we are using the May 24th date as a work session date to talk about the pending settlement. Where we had, of course, an informal hearing last week, so we'll discuss that between commissioners and with staff to determine what to do. Pending that decision, we'll just kind of wait until we see if we need a later formal hearing on the case itself.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. KC4. I move the Commission approve Montana Dakota Utilities Company's natural gas cost of gas adjustment for June 2007, case number PU07192.
Second.
MDU is increasing its cost of gas charge by 80.1 cents per decatherm. The adjustment changes the cost of gas charge from $5.50 to $6.30 per decatherm, and the cost of gas in the bill will be about $2.40 higher than last month, still $2.93 lower than the same time last year.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio, Commissioner Clark.
Thank you. Item TC1, I move the Commission adopt the supplemental findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order concerning the Beck Communications Cooperative et al. Versus SmartNet, Inc. complaint, case number PU29670366.
Second.
This case has been open for a while. It has dealt with a number of fairly complex issues. As you may recall, the initial case stemmed from a complaint that a number of rural carriers brought against a company called SmartNet, which was doing business as CallSmart, is doing business as CallSmart in North Dakota, alleging that CallSmart was not paying access charges that were due. The commission, in an original order, had found that SmartNet was required to register as a telecommunications company and that access charges could apply. The rural carriers asked for further clarification of that order as far as what compensation might be due them. This sent staff on a rather exhaustive search of past tariffs and filings and settlements that had gone on over the course of the years. And first, I want to say thanks to Bill Binnick and Pat Fawn for the many hours that they put into it, because it was not a – it's a fairly tangled case. It took a lot of research to get to the bottom of it. The end result is that the commission does affirm its earlier order that CallSmart is a telecommunications carrier, and that as such, and the type of service that it provides, the rural carriers are due compensation. Now, the question is, what is the compensation that they're due? This got into the question of exactly what is currently provided in those rural carriers' tariffs. What we found is the type of service that CallSmart is providing hasn't been covered by the carrier's tariff, so we don't know the exact amount that they should be paying to the rural carriers, and of course those tariffs are the binding contract between customer and utility, and so barring that, we don't have anything upon which we could order compensation to be due. The order does a fairly good job of setting out a pathway, instructions for the rural carriers on what information they need to provide to the commission, that they need to provide in a tariff if they're going to be compensated money from SmartNet in the manner in which they're providing their service currently. And so it sets out a roadmap for them to go ahead and do that. One small change, Susan, that I'll just note that was just made here about within the last few minutes. It was just something that we caught from the paperwork that you had previously received. Yeah. In the order that we had, as we had originally drafted it, under conclusion of law number 6, it had indicated that SmartNet is required to obtain a certificate of public convenience and necessity under 4903.101. That was a carryover from the previous conclusions of law and order. We just recalled, however, that in the intervening time period, we had that legislative session that changed the requirements for PCNNs, and that the type of registration that SmartNet is now required to obtain from the commission is a registration and not a PCNN. So that's
okay, so
the only change.
We're changing that section of the order.
Right. That conclusion number 6, we're just indicating that they have to register as all other non-ILEC telecom companies have to register.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
All in favor.
Oh, I should just indicate one other thing, which is important in the order, that any switched access tariff changes that are filed by the rural carriers will not become effective before 20 days from the date of the orders provided under North Dakota Century Code, which will allow SmartNet an opportunity if they wish to change the terms and conditions of their service that they're providing to customers. We'll give them time for notice requirement to the customers.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 TC2, I move the commission publish a notice of the 2007-2008 telecommunications relay service surcharge in the daily newspapers of general circulation in the state of North Dakota, case number PU07156.
Second.
This comes out of House Bill 1028 of the 1993 legislative session, as signed by then-Governor Ed Schaefer, which established telecommunications relay service charge. That telecommunications relay service program is the line on your bill that it's currently set at 4 cents. This order will reaffirm that it will stay at 4 cents for the next year. It's the money that goes to the State Information Technology Department to pay for telecommunications relay service charges, which are, it's the company that if you wish to call someone whose communication's impaired and needs a basically an intermediary to translate the call, it's that provider. I believe Sprint is the contracted provider for the state, and I believe will continue to be so.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 TC3, I move the commission submit a request for relief from stay and submit a filing fee of $150 to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court to permit the Commission to commence an action in State District Court to secure the Commission's appointment as trustee under the insolvency provisions of Chapter 6003 of the North Dakota Century Code Public Service Commission, case number GE0738.
Second.
This is simply to have the Bankruptcy Court release us from their current proceedings. As we all know, once something goes into Bankruptcy Court, it ties everything up until we receive a waiver from the Bankruptcy Court judge to go ahead with our duties and obligations under the under our state law to act as trustee for those folks who may not have been paid in the Heartland Feed insolvency.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then finally, the item that was moved from consent to regular, I move the commission adopt the order closing the captioned proceedings. They are case numbers PU4050104 through, it's basically Absaraka through West River.
Second.
This was the these were the access cases that came out of the 1999 action in which U.S. West at the time declined to continue to be the toll provider for interstate calls within North Dakota. There was a stipulation that came out of that particular proceeding, and within that stipulation, and as affirmed by the commission was responsible for reviewing the access rates of the carriers. Beck Communications was the proxy carrier that we first studied to see if the charges seemed to be matching up with their actual cost. Our review indicated that we thought they did tie to that. We had submitted to the ALJ an administrative law judge, a number of questions. The administrative law judge held a pre-hearing conference and requested a number of bits of information from the parties to help scope out the case itself. The ALJ did ask that the parties get back to him to assist in setting out and scoping that particular proceeding. No party has responded to the ALJ pre-hearing order, which was issued in October of 2003, so it's not as if it hasn't been out there for a while. The commission, as of a few weeks ago, had issued a notice indicating that we intended to close the proceeding, but were more than happy to take comments on that. We received no comments on that, so we've had it open for a long time. We're going to close it.
Tony, I'm surprised that you're not going to read all those case numbers.
Well, they're in the record.
I know. That's a joke.
She's kidding. Okay. She's kidding. Oh, all right. Thanks.
He almost started doing it, Susan.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Consent.
Yeah. I would move passage of the items in the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. And then, Susan, as I understand it, and I guess just to put it on the record, you have authorized Pat to sign your name and initial it for all the orders today?
That's correct.
Great. Thank you. With that, are there any announcements that anyone can think of? I think most of the scheduling items were part of actual motions today. So,
Do we want to just go ahead and do an admin right now?
I wondered if you could just
sure. Yeah, we can do that and then sign orders afterwards.
Admin
yep. And there's not a lot in admin, so.
That would be great.
We don't want those hungry grizzly bears to wait any longer.
That's right.
We want to see them while it's early.
It's black bears that they worry about here in Gethsemane.
Really?
Yeah.
Shelley tells me we do need to stop the recording, though, so we can have two separate files
sure.
for the...
Okay, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Okay.